CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GV2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 5th of January, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The GB2RS news service is the subject of tomorrow's Tonight at 8 webinar. The RSGB 2025 election process has begun. Don't forget to report your YOTA activity. The news team and all the staff at RSGB headquarters would like to wish our news readers, listeners and online readers a very happy new year. We would like to remind everyone that we always welcome your news by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and the deadline is 10 a.m. sharp on Thursday mornings. And now, on with the news. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2025 will be live tomorrow, Monday the 6th of January. During the presentation, you will get a behind-the-scenes insight into the RSGB's GB2RS news service, which is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. The team of presenters includes GB2RS news manager Steve Richards, G4HBE, and also RADCOM managing editor Ed O'Neill, M0TZX, who will explain how a team of people produces and shares the weekly GB2RS news script. You'll also hear from the Society's Operating Awards Manager, Lindsay Pennell, GI3KME, who has details about a series of special GB2RS awards for you to chase. Pete Sobey, G0PNM, will give you a newsreader's perspective of the weekly broadcast. Find out more about this fascinating discussion and the presenters by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Watch the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. What are your goals for 2025? Could you spare some time and share your expertise to make a difference within the amateur radio community? The RSGB 2025 elections process has begun and nominations are open for a range of volunteer roles. The RSGB's president, John McCulloch, GA4BWM, will reach the end of his second year as president at the AGM and so will stand down. There are also two elected board director vacancies. The board is looking for people with specific skills to fill these roles. The current president is one of the few at board level with extensive experience in spectrum matters and negotiating with the authorities. So that skills gap needs to be filled. Outreach has been an important focus over the last year for the Society, and it would like to support the current activities and expand on them. These developments will include encouraging practical skills amongst the amateur radio community and also building links with other organisations. Building those relationships will require someone with drive and determination, but also tact and diplomacy. There are 8 further posts available for the RSGB regional representatives, ranging from Region 1 in Scotland to Region 11 in the Southwest. For more details about the roles as well as application forms and candidate packs, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election. December 2024 saw a wide range of individuals, clubs, schools and universities encouraging youngsters to get on the air and try amateur radio as part of YOTA Months 2024. The RSDB National Radio Centre also hosted the call sign over a number of evenings and weekends. If you were involved with Youngsters on the Air Month and would like your activity to be included in the RSDB's special RadCom feature, remember that you need to email your photos and a short report to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk by this Tuesday, the 7th of January. Do you like making things, or are you interested in creating software for use in amateur radio? Have you thought about entering the RSDB's construction competition? This annual competition is judged online to allow RSDB members from the UK and across the world to participate and demonstrate their creativity. In line with the Society's strategic priority of growth, there will be a new outreach category this year, in which members are encouraged to submit a project that can be reproduced in a school or public environment. The other five categories are beginners, construction excellence, innovation, software, and antennas. The winner of each section will receive a cash prize with a bonus for the overall winner. The deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2025. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/construction-competition. And now for details of rallies and events. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road in Market Raisin. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire, WN72PJ. On the 1st of March, Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society annual rally will be held at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballina Hinch Road, BT26, 6AR. The Exeter Radio Rally, oh that's nearer, the Exeter Radio Rally will take place on the 2nd of March at the Ken Centre, postcode Echo X-Ray 6, 7 Uniform Echo, from 10 a.m. Traders and catering will be available on site. For more information, contact Pete, G3ZVI, by phone on 07714-1908-374 or by email to golf3zuluvictorindia@yahoo.co.uk. Now the special event news. Today is the last chance to work special call sign Oscar Zulu 400 Papa Oscar Sierra Tango. The station is active to celebrate the anniversary of Denmark's postal service, which was originally established on Christmas Eve in 1624. Visit qrz.com to read about awards that are available for working the station. To commemorate the 100th anniversary of the opening of the Portis Head Radio, call sign Golf Kilo Alpha, receiving site at Highbridge, Somerset, special call sign GB1GKA will be operated until the 31st of January. Operation will be mainly focused on CW, but some SSB activity is planned. The station will be active on all bands from 40 to 10 metres. British Railways Amateur Radio Society is running special event station GB0LMR during 2025 to celebrate 200 years of train travel. Operation will be mainly focused on the 40 and 10 metre bands, QSL via the Bureau. More information about the station is available at qrz.com. In celebration of the 70th anniversary of the GB2RS news service, special call sign Golf Bravo 70 Romeo Sierra has been on the air since the 1st of January. Listen out for operators on all modes and all bands, QSL via the Bureau, EQSL or Logbook of the World. For more information, please visit the GB70RS page at qrz.com. Now the DX News. Brian, GW4DVB, is operating from St. Kitts as Victor 4/Golf 4 Delta Victor Bravo until tomorrow, the 6th of January. The station is active using multiple modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL direct to Brian. More information is available at qrz.com. And Ralph, DB4REB, is active as Charlie November 2, Romeo Echo Bravo, from Morocco, until the 30th of January. He's operating using CW, FT8 and SSB on various bands, QSL via EQSL, or direct to Ralph's home call. More information is available at qrz.com. Now the contest news. The ARRL Ritty Roundup started at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 2359 UTC today. Using Ritty on the 80 to 10 meter bands where consists are permitted, the exchange's signal reports and serial number. United States stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. Tomorrow, that's the 6th, the IRTS 80 meter daytime counties contest runs from 1700 to 1800 UTC. Daytime? Using SSB and CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also send their county. On Tuesday the 7th, the RSGB 144MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 7th, the RSGB 144MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 8th, the RSGB 432MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 8th, the RSGB 432MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cms band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 9th, the RSGB 50MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 11th, the Worked All Britain 1.8MHz phone contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC using SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. On Sunday the 12th, the RSGB Affiliated Societies 80 and 40-meter data modes contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using PSK 63 and Ritty on the 80 and 40-meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 2nd of January 2025. We started the new year with a bang, or more precisely a KP index of 8, and widespread visible aurora. This was caused by a partial halo coronal mass ejection associated with an eruption on the Sun's southeast quadrant on the 29th of December. The strong G3 to severe G4 geomagnetic storm peaked at about 1800 UTC on the 1st of January as the solar wind speed moved past the Earth at just above 500 kilometers a second. It then subsided as the BZ component settled into a north-pointing position. HF propagation suffered as a result, with the maximum usable frequency down for the rest of the evening. By the morning of the 2nd of January, things had improved and maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path were back above 28 MHz. The solar flux index remained above 200, which no doubt helped, but we're in rocky times from a space weather point of view. A large coronal hole became Earth-facing on Friday the 3rd of January. This will no doubt cause some geomagnetic disruption today as the KP index rises. NOAA predicts the solar flux index may decline this week, possibly ending in the 160 to 170s. Geomagnetic conditions may also be in for a rough ride around the 10th and 11th when the KP index is forecast to reach 4. From a radio point of view, January is a peak time for low-band DXing. The nights are long and dark, so make the most of the 160 and 80-meter bands. You may also get DX during the late afternoon on the 40-meter band. During the daytime, keep an eye on the 10-meter band, which may throw up the odd, interesting DX station while the solar flux index remains high. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. To start the year, the main feature is low pressure over the country, but in the depths of winter, it's good to remember that snow and rain both provide scattering opportunities for the gigahertz bands. There's a glimmer of proper hope for the end of the coming week, around the 11th and 12th, as high pressure builds over northern Britain. This will be a cold air high, which tends not to be the best for tropo, but it's worth a look nonetheless. The solar conditions have provided an aurora on New Year's Day, with a brief index of 8 during the afternoon. With other disturbances possible, it's worth keeping up to date with solar conditions and prospects for geomagnetic storms on spaceweather.com. This is one propagation mode where CW is so much easier to copy under the difficult conditions of aurora. Meteor scatter propagation is driven by the quadrantids in the first week of January. It peaks on the 4th but spans a period up to the 12th. This is a productive shower with an hourly rate of 120. Since it's the last major excitement until the April Nereids, make the most of it before we're reduced to chasing random meteor scatter activity during the rest of the winter. We previously mentioned the chance of out-of-season sporadic E propagation in midwinter, and we still have the next week to keep alert, especially in view of the quadrantids adding fuel into the E region. The ionized trails of the meteors provide long-lived metallic ions, which is the material that gets focused into sporadic E, if we are lucky. The moon starts the weekend with a negative but rising declination, going positive today, 5th, so moon windows continue to lengthen. Path losses are low with perigee on Wednesday. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that the details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And it's live meetings only from me this week. News for the South West and South Wales when we get to it on Sundays and Wednesdays. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The Society holds the Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Contact is Matt 20FNT 0730 554 9614. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via November Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk or Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7:30pm at The Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry M0TJX secretary at Tango Sierra Golf off of RomeoCharlie.uk, or ring 07889 208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via westonradiosociety@gmail.com. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society on Monday has a talk from Ken G4MOH about operating on Steepholm and Flatholm Islands. Contact is Anne 2E1GKY 01242 699 595. Join the day or look at g4aym.org.uk. For Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 17th of January at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode CF449RB, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is via info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. That's Brian, GW4DVB. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900-560-080. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at the Bulwark Athletic Club, Mathone Road, Chepstow, postcode NP16 5JT, from 7:30 p.m. More information at Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henslis Village Hall, postcode NP446JZ. There's a website, Mike Charlie Zero, Yankee Alpha Delta dot club, and Ken Smith is contact on 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, at CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact is via hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk, or ringing John, GW4BUZ, on 01443 432 542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode NP109FQ. It's 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. sharp on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango or Romeo November. So until next Sunday, Happy New Year, have a good week from the GB2RS News Team.